What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 540. In this episode, I'll discuss a tip for taking care of patients with a rare disease. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode540. There exists a large number of rare diseases that any given pharmacist might encounter once in their practice, if at all. Many of these diseases are exacerbated by certain medications, but because of their rarity, this information is not in tertiary medication references or other resources. Two examples of this are porphyria and myasthenia gravis. Porphyria is a group of disorders occurring at various points in heme synthesis. Certain medications might cause or worsen an acute porphyria episode, which could lead to seizures and other neurologic complications. Myasthenia gravis is a neuromuscular disorder that can also be exacerbated by certain medications, potentially leading to respiratory failure. Both of these disorders have foundations that host websites and resources for patients, caregivers, and medical professionals. The Porphyria Foundation has a drug database that contains expert assessments of the potential of drugs to provoke attacks of acute porphyria. The database provides guidance based on a very careful evaluation of international clinical experience, published case reports, previously published drug lists, and theoretical considerations. The Myasthenia Gravis Foundation of America has a guide to medications for healthcare providers to avoid medications that might affect neuromuscular function in these patients. Whenever I encounter a patient with a rare disease, I search for an associated foundation that might provide resources for healthcare professionals that I can use to ensure safe use of medications in the context of the disease state. Fortunately, there is a resource that has centralized information on rare diseases and identified resources for healthcare professionals called the National Organization for Rare Disorders. At their website, rarediseases.org, you can find a database of rare diseases, a brief monograph, and additional links to known foundations or resources for healthcare professionals. The few extra moments it takes to search for this information could make a substantial impact on the outcomes of patients you care for with rare diseases. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.